This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Tonight is Smoketoberfest at the Humidor, 2 Sherwood Road over there in Cockeysville. We're having a Smoketoberfest. We're going to give away 2 general admission tickets, includes 2 complimentary cigars, whiskey tasting hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have a good time. I'm hosting it. Mission Barbecue will be there. Capital Grill will be there. True Chesapeake, you name it. We're going to have a great time and raise some money for Pathfinders for Autism. These tickets are courtesy of either Jeremy or myself. If the Dodgers go to the World Series, I pay for the tickets. If the Dodgers don't go to the World Series, Jeremy pays for the tickets.
Either way, you get them.
So we're giving away 2 tickets right now. Joe, what caller?
6.
Caller number 6, 410-583-1057 to the Smoketoberfest. That's tonight at the Humidor on the Hill, 2 Sherwood Road in Cockeysville. Joining us right now, head football coach of the Maryland Terps. He is Mike Loxley. What's going on, coach?
Rob, what's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Hanging in there, my friend. Hanging in there well.
Hey, coach, one of the things I love about you is you always post. No matter what, you've said it before, you always come on. Let me take you back to Friday night because defense didn't have it that night. What were you seeing when that game started?
You know, I disagree. I think our defense has played well enough for us to win the last couple games.
Okay.
You know, what happened in the Indiana game, they played too many plays because we were too big, little, meaning, you know, we had a 75-yard touchdown run, but we'll have 4 or 5 three and outs where now our defense is on the field. This past game, you know, it's a one-score game with 13 minutes in the fourth quarter, and then the turnovers show up for us. So, you know, defensively, they got to get stops earlier and get off the field on third down, and I understand that part. But I'd say special teams and our inability on offense to score in the red area have been two of the biggest areas for us. And, you know, we've had to make some tough decisions to concentrate on getting those areas fixed and getting them fixed fast.
Coach, I'm a coach myself. You played Friday. Today is Thursday. I'm a turn-the-page guy. And you got USC. You got USC in 2 days, 4 o'clock. That game's going to be on FS1. You can also cover it right here on 105.7 The Fan. Number one, it's crazy that a conference game against USC. You saw them against Penn State last week. That's a very talented team. What do you do to combat what they do to come out with that win and get in the win column in the conference?
Well, you know, it starts with us. It's about how we're going to execute the things we need to get executed. You know, we still have a talented team. And, you know, when you look at the weapons we have, it's now a matter of us playing more complementary, where the offense is complementing the defense and then special teams are doing their part of executing it. And so very few times does their opponent play a major, major role in how we play and what we do. And so, you know, anytime you're starting to lose a little bit of that focus, you go back to what's important, which is focusing on yourself. And that's what we've done. And we've had a good week. USC quarterback Miller Moss, talented. They've got a strong running game, which, you know, we always game plan to take away the things they do well. And so that means stopping the run there on defense. And for us on offense, you know, it'll be the best secondary we faced. And you know, it's a Raven-like defensive structure. So they get after the quarterback, exotic pressures, and man coverage. And, you know, our talented receivers and skill guys got to get open, and we got to protect our quarterback and have him make some good decisions.
It's homecoming.
This is our game plan, Rob. You got it all?
Got it all.
Oh, he told me he's sending it over to Lincoln Riley. Like,
Hell no.
I know.
Hell no. Never.
I know.
Never.
Nah, not Rob Long, man. I may have to meet Rob at the Humidor tonight. Man. I'm trying to get those
Hey, Coach, it's homecoming this weekend, and I know we ask this all the time, but you know, with trying to stack some W's, it's important to try to get these wins at home. What are your thoughts on, like, the turnout that you should have for homecoming?
You know, our fans always show up for homecoming, and obviously with the type of opponents that the Big Ten attracts, you know, once we get into our Big Ten slate, people want to come see these type of games. And, you know, to have an opportunity to see a blue blood program like SC, who over the years have done some really amazing things, come to Terpsville and show up here at the Shell to play. I don't know why people wouldn't want to come see a major college football game on one of these beautiful fall afternoons, 4 o'clock kick. And you know, I know I'm excited for it, obviously disappointed in the last couple of weeks, but that's what makes each week great for me, because I get to, as Rob said, turn the page and focus on figuring out how to get a W here this weekend at homecoming.
Coach Lockley's joining us, head football coach for the Maryland Terps. Coach, we can sit here and complain about the landscape of college athletics. We can do that all day. Or we can say, you know what, it is what it is, and what are the great things about it? And one of the things I love, man, you get a chance to play against programs like Oregon, like USC you got this week coming up. You got Washington in the conference, UCLA. Even though Big Ten didn't make sense when Maryland was in the Big Ten, not in the Midwest. How do you look at maybe the change of these conferences and adding some of these, as you call them, blue blood programs to your conference?
I mean, it just elevates us. You know, the high tide rises all ships, and when you're bringing in programs like Oregon, programs like Washington, these are flagship universities like Maryland that are the best of their states. And you know, we often say with the Big Ten, it's the best of both worlds. And if you look at what joining the Big Ten Conference has done for College Park, Terpsville, this region, when you bring in fans from Iowa, you're bringing in fans from Washington to showcase this great state that we have, and we get a chance to represent it as the flagship football program in the state. And I think it's great. It's the best of both worlds. The academics are strong in this league, and then you got probably the toughest conference in all of football, and what a great opportunity.
Hey, Coach, just looking at you know, some of the things that you have coming up here with these games, did you – USC specifically, because it was a great game with Penn State last week, and I know both those teams are on your schedule. How much of that did you get to sit down, chop up, and can you take anything away from what Penn State was doing?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, I was tuned in to the live version of the game, and then obviously in our weekly prep, we all the games that they play, we break down and evaluate. You know, Penn State did a really good job. Obviously, they got down early, and then they hit some of the big plays. They generated some explosives. You know, every week I come on here, I give up the winning formula for how teams are winning. And if you just study, you know, turnovers, big plays, penalties, and then what we call the middle eight, how you finish the first half and how you start the second half, those criterias, those variables usually play a major role. And Penn State, I think, won that big play battle. Obviously, the turnovers showed up a little bit. And then, you know, just, you know, playing disciplined football where you're not creating and beating yourself with the turnovers and penalties.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, you want one, come on up and get you one. We'll light a cigar together.
They got any of those? They got any of those Opus X up there, man?
You know we do. You know we do.
All right. Okay.
Hey, Coach, good luck to you Saturday, my friend.
Thanks, Rob. Good luck tonight, man.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
That's Coach Lockley. You said it best, man. Regardless of what happens, he posts.
I know it doesn't.
And we've had coaches that don't.
I know it doesn't mean a lot to some of the fans out there. It's like, okay, so he shows up after they lose. Do you know how many guys bail after they lose, or all of a sudden, hey, we're recruiting, we're doing this, we're doing that? It just happens, and it's not just a coach's thing. Players have done it. You know, we've had interviews set up, and then something goes wrong, and it's like, oh, he's not coming on now because. He always posts, and if for some reason he can't post on the day that we had scheduled, he'll post the next day.
Yeah, because he legitimately has something to do. Again, coverage of Maryland versus USC begins at 2:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.